Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. And we're having a great visit with our good friend Sean Murphy, the author of The Optimistic Workplace. We're talking about the connection between the power of purpose and the connection between purpose and profits. Sean, give us a website, please.
Switchandshift.com, or right. You could go to optimisticworkplace.com if you want to check out the book.
So check that out. And all right, so Sean, talk to us. Give us the 1, 2, 3 of how to convert this into purpose into profits. In our businesses.
Yeah, so the very first thing that you want to be able to do is realize and explore, if you haven't already, what is that big why that your organization exists. And the big why isn't profit. Profit is the outcome of your work. So the big why for us at Switch and Shift is to humanize the workplace, make the workplace better for people. So you've got to spend some time, and it's a little bit of exploration. It took us, a couple months to really resonate on something. The next step is to align your strategy. What is it that you are intending to do, and how does purpose influence that? And from your strategy flows your tactics. And you're always wanting to use purpose as your North Star. It's the reason why you are getting out of bed. It's the reason why you are investing all that time, money, and energy. Align it with your strategy. Make sure your tactics are there.
And so let's talk about what a purpose might be. A purpose.
Sure.
So a purpose could be embodied in your mission statement, right?
Absolutely. In fact, they probably could be the same thing.
So your purpose might say to your people, our purpose is to operate a successful company that obviously has to be profitable in order for us to sustain ourselves, but our goal is to improve the lives of our customers and our other stakeholders, like our employees, vendors. And so that would be like a purpose. First is the business. We have to be true to the business. And second is do it in a way that the humans matter.
Sure, absolutely. There needs to be an emotional connection. And people are going to have a hard time having an emotional connection when the benefit is to the organization. It's an assumed outcome that the business is going to benefit from purpose. Mm-hmm. So you want to make sure that there's a clear.
But I don't think there's anything wrong. I don't think there's anything wrong with saying that, though. I don't think there's anything wrong with declaring we're in business. It's a marketplace. It's a tough neighborhood. We have to make decisions that will because the goal in the mission statement is sustainability, right? If we're not profitable, we can't sustain ourselves.
Nobody's going to get a paycheck.
Yeah, that's right. So I don't think there's anything wrong with declaring that, because I'll be honest with you, one of the problems with the younger generation, they don't all get that.
Yeah, I think part of the disillusionment is the man, quote unquote, always gets it in the end, always rises to the top,
right,
at the sacrifice of its people.
Yeah.
And that gets a little old in terms of the storyline.
Right. I agree. All right, what's next?
So I think, spending some time really getting out there and helping people recognize how does their work support that bigger picture? It sounds like, classic management 101, but in the organizations that we go into that are struggling, part of the biggest struggles that they have is understanding why all of the toil and drama and trouble. I don't understand what happens, or nothing happens from my work. So you've got to be clear that there is a connection between what I'm doing and how it connects to the bigger picture. It's classic management, but it is so key if you want people to find meaning in their work
Well, and here's another way to think about that, Sean. Realize that the people who work for you want to be successful in their little part of your world.
Yeah,
they don't want to just do their job. They want to feel successful in their assignments, don't they? As if that were their little business.
Right. Right.
And if you don't allow them to do that by jerking them around or by having bad values, they won't feel successful, and therefore they won't feel purpose, will they?
No. And that's what you want. You want people to feel like they're quote-unquote owner of the business.
Yeah.
And when they own what they're doing,
their part,
you're
going
to get more from them.
That's a big deal. I talk about that all the time around my office. Sean, thanks for being here. The book is called The Optimistic Workplace. Sean, come back soon.
Happy to.
We'll see you next time. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you, always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.